Chase Berenson and Charla Hughes share a strong sense of adventure and will soon be sharing the confines of a tiny automobile for a 10,000-mile drive. The pair have entered the Mongol Rally, which begins in Dover, England, and ends in Ulaanbaatar, Mongolia. Charla explains how they got involved in the event.
It's a huge adventure for a great cause. We found out about the event, which is organized by a group in England called The Adventurous, and we found out about it about a year and a half, 2 years ago, and we've decided to make it happen this year.
The Adventurous are a group who say they are fighting to make the world less boring. They've raised over £4.5 million, or just over $7 million, for charity. Chase and Charla are raising money for the Lotus Center, a children's center in Mongolia, as well as Cool Earth, which is working to preserve the Amazon rainforest. Chase described what the journey is likely to be like in this unique event.
It's a completely unsupported rally, so there's no set route, there's no, there's not a hotel that everyone's going to gather in every night. Everyone's completely on their own. And so people will be taking their own routes all through various different countries, and we're just going to be camping on the side of the road every night. We've got our tent and our camp stove, and we're going to be all set doing that, saving money along the way.
Teams are restricted to cars with an engine size of 1.2 liters or less. Chase and Charla have chosen a 2004 Fiat Panda, which will be auctioned off for charity following the rally. Of the 300 teams participating, only 15 are from the United States, which poses some additional challenges.
There's a lot of preparation that has to be done on the paperwork side, lots of visas for various countries. Purchasing a vehicle. It's surprisingly difficult to register a vehicle in England when you are not in England. So we have a different set of challenges trying to get a vehicle in Europe, get it registered. Our visa challenges are different than Europeans. So all the American teams have been in contact so far, like trying to help each other out and figure it all out. But it'll be fun once we get there. All the American teams are going to kind of get to meet up for the first time when we get to meet all of the teams. But once the paperwork is done, everything's coming together well, and we should be ready to head out.
Chase and Charla have dubbed themselves Team Turnigan. Chase explains why they chose this particularly Alaskan name.
We figure because we spend a lot of time in Girdwood, so the Turnigan Arm is down there, but we're also probably going to get lost quite a few times on the trip, and we will have to literally turn again. So we figured it was an appropriate name. It also brings the spirit of Alaska with us. We'll be driving, flying an Alaskan flag behind the vehicle.
The rally begins on July 13th. Team Turnigan's progress can be tracked on their Facebook page as well as their website. The team anticipates the trip taking 6 weeks, but they're perfectly willing to add more time for side trips. As Chase explains, finishing first is discouraged, as it means you didn't leave enough time for adventures along the way. For KTNA, I'm Philip Manning.